I thought about putting Tom on the spot. He's still getting over his sickness. I should have just done it, but I appreciate that. If you would, open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1 for our devotional. Sometimes it's easier to come up with a sermon than it is a devotional sometimes, a short little devotional. But I was reading this, and I want us to note here, so Colossians chapter 1 verse 5, where you see the statement, because of the hope, right? And so you have that mind, hope. The Greek word there is elpis, and it means a confident expectation, right? God is telling his people to have a confident expectation, right? If you belong to Jesus, have a confident expectation, right? Because our hope is different than that of the world. But if you jumped ahead to verse 13 and just work our way back with just a couple little highlights, I want you to work your way backwards, right? In verse 13, he's delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Now, if we read it the regular way, right, he's listing the blessings we have in Christ that give us hope. But I think sometimes it's more powerful, or it adds to that teaching there if we go backwards. And so verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who's qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. And then verses 9 through 10 here, he said, I want you to be filled with the knowledge and in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. In verse 10, that you may walk worthy. There's our theme verse for the year. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing the knowledge of God, and be strengthened, right? So all of these blessings, he's reminded us that we have. So if you were to jump back to verse 5, forgive me for bouncing around here. So read verse 5, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard. Now listen, if you're here this evening, you've never obeyed the gospel, pay attention. You want to find out where this hope comes from. And all these blessings that you see in 9 through 11 especially, you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it is also in all the world and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, right? So he's telling us there's a body of information, right? The Bible, right? The gospel, the truth, that when it is taught, when it is preached, when it is learned, the proper response to that is necessary to gain all these things that he's telling you that are available. Starting off with the hope, so on and so forth. So just a quick thought there for you this evening. If you've never obeyed the gospel, right, all the blessings can be yours. And he's going to say in verse 3, same chapter, all spiritual blessings are in Christ. So any blessing you can think of, it's in Christ. And to get into Christ, you need to obey the gospel, right? Reenact his death, burial, and resurrection, and baptism with the response of faith. So if you haven't done that, you're without hope, right? Now you can delude yourself, think you have hope, but you don't. But it is available to you. Or if there's anyone else here that's subject to reconciliation with God, we'd love to help you with that. If you have any needs spiritually or just need encouragement or strength, I'll let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.